This is the World Challenge Devotion for Saturday, July 2nd. All You Need Is Love by Claude Hood. On June 25th, 1967, the Beatles sang the song All You Need Is Love for the first time on television in a live broadcast. It's estimated that between 400 and 700 million people heard this ode to love and peace that day. Soon, thanks to the global success of the song, the American hippie movement adopted it as their official anthem. Protesters sang it during the countless demonstrations against the Vietnam War. From cover to cover, the Bible also speaks of love, from the infinite love of God to Christ, who commands that we love our neighbors. Love is mentioned more than 300 times in the Bible, 131 times in the Old Testament, and 179 times in the New Testament. The Bible is God's love letter to mankind. Yet it is written in Proverbs, "Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established." Proverbs 24, verse 3. Love is fundamental in relationships, but it's not sufficient on its own. We love, but we need more. To truly strengthen our families and friendships, we need the wisdom of God. I like this parallel that Solomon draws between the project of strengthening relationships and that of building a house. It is true that our loved ones are an extraordinary blessing, but we must build our connections one brick at a time, one day at a time. To undertake and succeed in this project, we need the advice, direction, and wisdom of God and His Word. Because if love rhymes with happiness and blessing, it can also mean hurt and brokenness. Whatever your family or friend situation, I encourage you to read, study, understand, and apply the Word of God. You will draw from it divine resources, clear directions, liberating truths, courage, and essential knowledge. Whether you are a single mom or a senior, God has a word for you today. Whether you are single or in a relationship, whether you are a traditional, blended, immigrant, or multicultural family, God has a direction for you. He has a hope to whisper to couples who are suffering from infertility or who are in marital distress. God wants to breathe new courage into your relationships. Do not deprive yourselves of the word that God has for you today. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.